This podcast is brought to you by BMG, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Tuesday, August 25th, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Faree. Making headlines today, African leaders will ask rich nations for $67 billion a year to mitigate the impact of global warming on the world's poorest continent. 10 leaders are holding talks at African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa to try and agree on a common stance before the UN summit on climate change in Copenhagen in December. Experts say Africa contributes little to the pollution blamed for the warming, but it is likely to be hit hardest by the droughts, floods, heat waves and rising sea levels forecast if climate change is not checked. A US-based private equity fund plans on doubling its investments in South Africa by year-end as it seeks investment opportunities across Africa during the global economic downturn. International Housing Solutions managing partner Sulo Proxenos says that international investors which are under exposure are very attracted to the opportunities that affordable housing in Africa presents. She adds that the fund hopes to fund projects in Africa, mostly in South Africa, where it will invest in excess of 1.5 billion rand over the next 18 to 24 months. The fund further intends on launching a successor fund, which will be pan-African in the region of about $400 million. Also making headlines, progress in South African labour market is slow in achieving employment equity. The Departments of Trade and Industry gazettes broad-based black economic empowerment transport sector codes. Eskom postpones projects worth 7 billion rand. And Nashua buys 60% stake in Nashua Central for 50 million rand. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.